Blog Talk Radio.
Gonna tell you a little bedtime tale, legend it will become. Burgers flying out the door, sail on. Two for one, no concern for the future. Living for today. Fast food bite on your way, lay it all to waste. The masses are afflicted now. Moo, mad cow, mad cow. Mad cow line dance song.
Hey, Songhai Nation, welcome to the show here on another Friday afternoon. QT and Songhai with you as usual. Real quick, if you're looking for some wrestling today, WCWO in Indianapolis as usual. Prestige Wrestling happening in Spokane, Washington. And 1CW tonight in Franklin, Ohio. Saturday, PWF here in Tacoma, Washington, where you can find myself. WWGP in Glassboro, New Jersey. AEW featuring Pacific Northwest's own Girl Hebner out of Las Vegas, Nevada tomorrow. Do or Die versus Grindhouse Wrestling in Jeffersonville, Indiana. All-Star Wrestling in Surrey, B.C. and DCW in Pascagoula, Mississippi. And we have someone on the line with us. Do we have our caller with us?
Are you talking to Havoc?
I am talking to Mr. Havoc. Mr. Hollenbeck, it's been a while.
It has been. Well, at least a couple weeks.
Indeed. And speaking of the Tacoma show I mentioned, you are going to be on that show, and it is a fundraiser from Washington High School, and my understanding is you're a proud graduate of that school.
Yes, sir. Yeah, I graduated in 95. That's a long time ago.
Indeed. And first-time matchup tomorrow for the PWF, yourself versus Richard Sincere is my understanding.
Yes. Yeah,
should
I think
be
we're
a standing match.
Yeah, I hear he's kind of a grappler himself.
I've seen him do many, many grappling based moves, so yes, I can confirm that.
So then it should be pretty interesting.
Oh, definitely, definitely. I believe we have someone else. Do we have the other caller on the line?
Mr. Bad Blood, are you with us?
Oh, must not be. Okay. All right, so we are. I think so. We're still waiting on Bad Blood to join us, but Mr. Hollenbeck, it's a benefit show tomorrow, a fundraising show. I'm sure everybody's going to be working hard to raise the money there, but as a graduate, I'm sure that gives you a little extra motivation trying to help your alma mater in there.
Oh, yeah, this is pretty good honor for me to be able to wrestle in front of the Patriots again. I have a bunch of my old wrestling buddies that are supposed to meet up with me, too, tomorrow at the show.
Oh, give me like old times at Washington High School.
Yeah, like I wrestled there for 4 years.
Of course, that was amateur wrestling. In the professional wrestling now, I'm sure. But I'm sure the teammates you had are going to be in full force, and they're going to be supporting you very vocally, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I have and then, you know, just the people that in my team, I teach Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu. You guys, I think most of you guys know that. And a lot of my teammates will be showing up from the team, and they'll be there too. So that'd be kind of cool because it's so close to where I live at, you know. I didn't go too far away from where I went to school.
Nothing wrong with that. And you have parlayed that professional wrestling. You travel all over the map, and now you're coming right back into your own backyard and doing some good for the school that got you started.
Yeah, I mean, like, if you think about this, I'm not sure who all went to Washington, but I know that there's been quite a few pro wrestlers that have come out of Washington High School. I know Jack Evans, Matt Farmer, myself, who else? We had a manager, or, you know, Claudio, he went to Washington High School. Who else? I think there's a couple more, but I'm drawing a blank right now.
Well, not a bad class, yourself, Matt Farmer, and Jack Evans.
Yeah, Matt, I think, is still booking for Defy, if I'm not wrong about that.
To my knowledge, that is accurate.
Okay, yeah, and I think Jack is probably, I know he just wrestled for, not too long ago, for Lucha Underground. I don't know if he's still in AAA down in Mexico, but I believe he is.
I believe you're absolutely right. Last I heard, he was there.
Yeah, I've stayed pretty local. I just came back from a trip to Wyoming, Cheyenne, Wyoming.
For SCW, brand new company, yes.
Yeah, SCW, and that was a good day. It was fun. I met a lot of guys. I got to wrestle with some of Bob Orton Jr.'s you know, Randy Orton's father's trainees. A guy by the name of Sid. What was his Sid? I'm not sure what his last name was now. But Sid something. Sid. Yeah, we had a good match.
I am also booked in Wyoming next month. I'm looking forward to it. So hopefully you guys set the groundwork for a successful show.
Yeah, I was pretty shocked at how loud their fans were there. It was a pretty good time. It was, you know, like they've been starving for wrestling there for a long time, you could tell.
Well, it looks like our scheduled guest has also joined us, someone you are familiar with. I would like to welcome our guest today from Portland, Oregon, from Blue Collar Wrestling. He's the AIWF America's Champion. Bad Blood, welcome back.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Hey,
our
Bad
pleasure.
Blood.
And also on the line with us, someone you know very well, one Dave Havoc Hollenbeck.
Oh, Havoc. How are you doing today?
Good, man. How are you?
Come on, man. It's another day.
So what's up, man? What's going on at BCW? You haven't been there in a while.
Oh, man, BCW is off the hook right now. This next week, we got the TJP versus the world, TJP versus former WWE Cruiserweight champion, Cruiserweight Classic winner, coming to challenge Jeff Exciting for the BCW Worldwide Championship live on WrestlingUpFront.tv. You can find us on WrestlingUpFront.tv on the Android service, on the Roku, anywhere in the entire world.
Nice.
Now, there's also something that I think you might be interested in. There's a guy by the name of Brian Armstrong who happens to be the No Limits champion. Well, that championship is kind of like a pretty much X Division type title. Like, there's no limits. You can have a hardcore match. It can be a submission grappling match. It can be a Falls Count Anywhere, TLC. Like, it's a title that envelops, like, all those type of matches. So, I mean, that's something that's right up your alley, don't you think?
Are you talking to me?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, for sure. I wasn't sure if you're talking to Sign Guy.
Sign Guy.
I was being a smart ass.
I could take it.
So, if we can get the, you know, everything set right, I would love to come up, but just got to get everything, you know, all the ducks in a row.
Yeah, I will say over the last couple of years, we've had some pretty kick-ass matches, but I do have to say that you dropped the best out of me in most of the matches every year, so
Yeah, we had some good times.
Yeah. Well, those find out if you got any.
Well, you know, you guys, I don't know if you're aware or not, but this week, actually, an anniversary of a match that happened in Blue Collar is one of the biggest matches that we ever saw down there. It was a tag team match. Both of you were involved in the match, as well as Kevin Sullivan, who made his Oregon debut in the match. Can you guys each kind of tell us your memory of that match? It was a really big match for the time.
It was Piper Palooza. It was the Dungeon of Doom, myself, Kevin Sullivan, Bobby Highway, against Aries Toretto, Havoc, and who was your third member?
Was it the Honky Tonk Man?
No, that was the following show.
Yeah, maybe that's. Why did I think that Honky Tonk Man was on that match?
That was a totally separate
match.
Gregor Petros?
Yes.
Wow. It was a couple years ago, so my brain, I've been hitting the head a lot. I'm not sure. that guy, you know, you hear about how Kevin Sullivan's getting older, but he hits hard still. Hard. And how much strength that man had.
Absolutely. Still going at it, still going strong to this day.
Yeah, he literally just called me today and was asking me to contact the booker of Blue Collar Wrestling to come and bring him back.
I would like to wrestle Kevin Sullivan again. That would be fun.
You called it fun. I remember being suplexed off the apron onto a table, and then I remember Kevin, we were in the ring, and Kevin said, just follow my lead. He threw the bell ring, he threw the chair across the ring.
Did you follow it?
Well, yeah, I picked up a chair and did the same thing.
All right, well, guys, we have yet another caller on the line. Him on. Do we have the caller from the Portland area?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, shit.
Who's that? Listen, first of all, no one has a match with Brian Armstrong unless I okay it. Period.
You know, see, Kevin, the best thing Havoc ever did was get the fuck away from you.
Well, you did hear what happened. You can't be there this Sunday. You know that, don't you?
Yes, I understand. You had your little people do their little thing. But what have I ever listened to what anyone ever said?
Well, the way it goes, you enjoy your 3-day weekend. And you're right, it's going to be a big show on the 2nd. Big show. And if you don't play it right, you may not be there.
You never know. I might end up being Havoc with me. You don't know.
Well, that's fine, but you're not getting no shot at the title unless I say so.
Hey, Kevin, you'd be okay with me showing up right there. You wouldn't have anything to worry about, would you?
As long as you're not going against my guy for the title, I have no problem.
But
you have to earn your way. You have to earn your way back into that.
Oh, I think I've already done that.
I don't know. You'll have to talk to the powers that be. But I'm just trying to protect my guys. I know how good you are. Don't get me wrong. I have no disrespect for you whatsoever, Mr. Havoc. It's just I think my guy would need a little bit of time to prepare for you.
Just a little bit.
Yeah, a couple weeks here or there.
I'm scared, that's all.
What would he have to prepare for?
You know, he has to know who his opponent is. He has to watch some of the videos I send him and everything, so he'll know what he's going against.
How do you prepare for a broken ankle?
Well, he's not going to get a broken ankle if he doesn't get in the ring with you. How's that
That's
for
right.
being prepared?
If he doesn't.
Well, we'll see about that. But I'll let you continue with your conversation. Don't forget, everybody listening out there, this Sunday, BCW, always the Brandt Dynasty. June 2nd, TJ Perkins, just exciting. Going to be a hell of a match, but also the Brandt Dynasty. See you soon.
See you, Kevin.
Now, what Kevin neglected to say is the Brandt Dynasty is facing off against myself and Malcolm Flick. He doesn't want to bring that part up.
He did have a lot of bass in his voice when he first started, but then after we talked a little bit, that stopped.
Yeah, see, you don't know how. Like, he talks about how he made you the man you are, and you're nothing without him. And you know, I wonder if Havoc was right there, what would you say? So I guess I got my answer.
I think we gave him some humble sauce.
Yeah, he drank a lot of it that time.
So, guys,
what you got?
You guys in touch with this match or what?
Absolutely. Now, Bad Blood, you talked about TJP coming in, and that's a big deal for Blue Collar on the 2nd of June. But right here in our own backyard, Dave Havoc Hollenbeck has been doing a lot of big things. He's been to Wyoming recently. He's down in Oregon wrestling. He's gone to WWE when they're in the area. He's doing a lot of big things. He's no stranger to Blue Collar Wrestling. Do you think you have to have eyes on Mr. Havoc, Bad Blood?
Do you have to have eyes on Havoc? Hell yeah, you do. I mean, you got like one of the best guys in the Northwest, period. You know, you got that guy gunning for you. I tell you, I've been on one side of the ring with him, and I've been on the other side of the ring with him, and I know, I mean, he hits hard, he's pretty up and hard, too.
Well, thank you, Bad Blood.
I'm sorry,
I can
see it,
though, man. Make me
feel
bad.
All in the spirit of the competition.
I know. I just wanted to say I was sorry, kinda.
Kind of.
So, how you been, man? I haven't really talked to you in a while.
Oh, man, I've just been trying to do the most. I mean, not only am I the AIWF American Heavyweight Champion, but I'm also the Vice President in charge of television content, MTV production for NothingElseOn.TV. And I mean, we're seeing internationally. I'm one of the guys behind the television production for Blue Collar Wrestling, which is seen in 96 countries around the world. I mean, like literally places I didn't know had TV. I'm watching BCW.
Wow. One thing that I never got to really say to you that, I really, when I was there, I seen you busting your butt and you've come a long way and I've seen you grow. And I just want to say that I know in wrestling, you know, we've not always seen eye to eye, but I am proud of what you've done.
Thank you. So, I mean, it's a team effort. I mean, I put in a lot of hours and it's really crazy, but you know, at the end of the day, in the long run, I mean, I'm doing it for all those young guys because the day I hang up my boots, you know, I can leave a legacy behind.
Yeah, I think that, out of a lot of people, you've done a lot to put, you know, at least BCW on the map. I mean, I got to work with a lot of people because of you, me being in a feud with you. I got to work with Kevin Sullivan, Honky Tonk Man, Cahagas, NWA, you know, world champion, BJ Whitmer, all because of you. So, I mean, I was trying to kick your ass at the time, but I don't get it twisted in any way that me chasing you got me to those guys and to you. So, I always had good matches with you. I don't think the fans ever went home disappointed in a match that we ever had. And I can go to my grave pretty happy with that.
you know, I was talking to someone the other day. They asked me about if I could name the top three matches that I had over the last like 5 years. And crazy enough, two of them were with you.
I guess maybe because people like seeing you kick my ass, I guess. I don't know. That's probably because they like watching me either get my ass kicked or I bring something out in you that that not everybody else brings out.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, like I've done a lot of crazy stuff in my career, man, but a lot of it, pales in comparison to the crazy stuff I've done in matches with you. That's because you,
if you go back through, we go back through the history of me and you making contact in any way. Usually, so, there's been some crazy stuff happening. I mean, you go back to I'll go back to NWWA days. That's a long time ago, but I remember those are crazy days, for sure.
You know, my little brother still talks about the match he had with you at the Pipe Factory.
Oh, yeah?
Hot, 95-degree weather inside of a building, painted black. Listen to Dan run his mouth, and you guys are part of the Illuminati.
Uh-huh. That was a crazy time, man. We were going nuts back then. I was still young, real young.
Well, we're trying to do that now. Like, that's the thing. I'm trying to get people to see. We're trying to put that on the map again. And Oregon is such a small place, but it's so rich in history. And you've got a bunch of, I'm not going to badmouth any promoters and promotions around, but, you know, you've got promoters that have been here in Portland that have done great stuff. And then you've got outside promoters who are coming in here because they see what certain people are doing, you know. I'll throw one out there right now. We got TJP to come work at BCW. His first appearance in Portland, other than a WWE. So another promoter called TJ and was like, "Hey, I want to use you on the show before you go work at BCW, because I know that BCW is drawing a big crowd. So let's see if I can draw that crowd to my show." And TJ, being a professional, said, "Hey, look, I promised him that I would work with them first." So,
wow.
Yeah, this promoter decided to open his ticket sales the day TJ is going to be in Portland. I mean, you know, business is business, and some people are going to do what they want to do to make their money. But, you know, there's a professional way to do it, and then there's a backdoor way to do it. And I think that was a backdoor way to do it. But, you know, when you got rival promoters coming to watch your show every week, obviously you're doing something right.
That's crazy that they would do that. Especially being in Portland at the same area, as like, you know, you gotta watch that. They'll snake your fans.
You know, I think me and Sign Guy have talked about it before. Several other guys. Our fans aren't really traditional wrestling fans. They're straight up BCW fans. You know,
yeah.
We're the guys who can do a show WrestleMania weekend and still draw 200 people.
Yeah, that's true. That's cool. That undermines you in any way. Which,
I'll ask you on here something. Yeah. So what you got for us, Fine Guy? You requested to have me on your show. I know you have some stuff you want to talk about.
Well, there was one match I want to throw out there as my favorite that the two of you have ever had involving each other. That would be the three-way match you had. There was a title on the line in each of the three falls, and it involved Jason Kincaid, who has now gone on to be a big star for not only DDT in Japan, but also Evolve and Dragon Gate here in the States. You have some memories of wrestling the Gift, Jason Kincaid?
You're talking about the the first ever triple threat, three-way, three falls, each title on the line. There was the NWA Heritage title that was currently held by Havoc. Then it was the NWA Continental title, which was held by me. And it was the that was an amazing night. I pinned Jason Kincaid to retain the Continental title, and I believe it pinned me to retain the Heritage title.
I think that's one of the few victories I have on you.
Yeah, I mean, it was
a good match. I think that, Jason Kincaid and you guys, I mean, like, any time that I've gotten into the ring with you, it's always been good. But I think that that night, because that guy was kind of an up-and-coming star at the time, kind of made us even fight harder. I think that was a really good match. I think that was a good pick, Sign Guy.
Yeah, Jason was, honestly, Jason is an amazing athlete, and then just to put us two in there with him, man, that was awesome.
Definitely. Talent, I was a fan of his way before that, back when I worked with him in Kentucky, and the three of you put on a fantastic match that night.
Yeah, that's where I met him. NWA Smoky Mountain.
Now, you guys talked about legacies a little bit ago and how you want to leave legacies after you're done. Bad Blood, I know you probably appreciate this. I don't know if all the listeners truly grasp it, but Dave Hollenbeck has actually trained a very large number of the Pacific Northwest talent that we have. He's trained a lot of guys that have done a lot of great things, in addition to being a great wrestler himself. Blood, can you tell us a little bit about what it's like when you get in there with someone that Dave Hollenbeck has actually trained to wrestle? Because I know that's a legacy that's going to be with him forever.
In the ring with some people that actually know how to work. That's the thing that hey, I got a ring in my backyard, and I need a couple moves from going to a wrestling school for a week or two. So now I'm a trained superstar. I can do this. I can do that. But then you get in a ring with somebody who's actually been trained. You get in a ring with somebody like Havoc, who knows how to do, who knows how to put you on your ass, so to speak. And then you take a real appreciation for their craft. Like, I tell people all the time, people say, hey, man, I want to learn how to wrestle. And I ask them, why? You know, some of them always say, hey, train me how to wrestle. Why? Tell me why. Is it because you think you're going to make all this money? Because you're going to be famous? Because quite honestly, that's not going to happen. You know? So, I mean, I lay it out online like that. And the reason I do that is because of guys that have it. Because I appreciate where he came from. I appreciate what he's done and where he's going and the people that he put in our business, in our fraternity, in our quote unquote family. You know, but like, people, you should really look at that and take that for what it really is. So working guys that he's actually training is just like working him. They're an extension of him.
Thanks, Jack. I think that I wanted, I had about 60 students at one time that was coming through the Pacific Northwest, and then I took a break, and then I went down and trained some guys for Manning. That helped out. Even when I was pretty green still, I was, I don't know why, but I ended up, helping out at the House of Pain and helping train guys there up in Canada for ECCW before, the modern day ECCW. But I've always had a passion for teaching. I really like that. I still teach to this day. I mean, I'm teaching Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, self-defense. I teach a defensive tactics class to security guards and police officers and correctional officers. But I find that teaching is more rewarding than just knowing that I helped somebody get to where they wanted to go. That's probably the coolest thing I've ever done, is seeing not just, my students, but my kids, my own very kids, become champions in their own sports and whatever they're doing.
I completely agree with that, and that's why I do what I do on a weekly basis. That's why I provide a platform for young up-and-coming guys, because when I first started out, a vet took me to the side and mentored me. And, it's kind of like the whole pay it forward thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Someone does something good for you, you should pay it forward.
And in this business, we don't make everybody happy. Not everybody's gonna, is gonna be the Havoc rah-rah team. And I understand that. I've probably pissed off a lot of people, but I've tried my best to keep as many friends as I could. And maybe sometimes I said things. I didn't let the cooler head prevail. I let things bother me, and I said what was on my mind. And I probably should have not been so quick to react. If I could give anybody any advice, cooler heads always prevail. In wrestling, in life, whatever. If you can bite your tongue and sleep on it, the next day you'll make a better decision than what you will right when you're heat, in the middle of your heat.
Man, that's some serious stuff. I mean, that's not just in wrestling, but in life in general. In relationships, you say things that, your mate will be like, you get pissed and say something. At the end of the day, you're just doing it out of emotion because you're so angry about something. And then you realize, damn, I really screwed up. You can't take it back. Yeah. But just like in this business, sometimes you say things, and at the end of the day, you're like, oh, damn, you can say that. I had a situation happen 2 weeks ago. I was talking to someone about you, as a matter of fact, and they had a serious meltdown and stormed out of the building. And I was thinking to myself, wow, okay, well, this is the third time you've done that. So, fool me once, you fool me twice, shame on me. Fool me a third time, then I'm really an idiot.
Nice. I think if I could say one more thing on this whole thing that we're talking about with, how people view you and that, if you can remember, just everybody that's listening right now, if you can remember one thing about this interview, is that from today moving forward, you are a different person than what you were from yesterday. And you do not have to keep doing you don't have to keep doing the things you did that got you into the place where the things that you don't like about yourself, you can always stop doing them and move forward. And I've had to learn that the hard way a lot of times, but I've learned them. And I'm not perfect, but I'm learning.
Even in my personal life, man, I learn every day. I was in a situation where I was at a point where I was doing the same thing repetitively over and over again, and someone brought it to my attention, hey, definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again, expecting a different outcome. Well, you can't keep doing the same thing over and over again because you're not going to get a different outcome. You take a step back and look at yourself, I was looking at Facebook the other day, and a post that I posted 3 years ago popped up. And when that post popped up, I looked at it like, wow. That was some prolific stuff that I said back then, but was I living that? Nope. So I decided to basically shut myself down and look at myself, look at who I am as a person, and realize that, I wasn't doing what I should be doing. So now I'm on that path of doing what I should be doing.
Yeah.
So,
I see those things all the time, where you're
you get those messages that you used to, shit that you said before. It's like, it's almost embarrassing because you're like, man, where did that guy go? Because he ain't here anymore.
Exactly.
Well, guys, my co-host T is also with us, and I think he might have a couple of questions. So, T, if you have a couple now, it'd be the good time to do it.
Oh, okay. Well, my first question is for Mr. Havoc. Mr. Havoc, can you tell our Turnbuckle Turmoil listeners what the colors of your high school were and what the mascot was? This is a question related about where you're going to be tomorrow night in that big Northwest card. But can you tell us your mascot and school colors?
Yes, our mascot is the Patriots, or the Pats. We always called ourselves the Pats, or Pates. Now, for our colors is royal blue, red, and white.
Oh, wow. Okay. Very good. All right. Very nice. Okay, well, Mr. Havoc and Mr. Bad Blood, it's come to my attention that I have done research on the rankings that I do, the Turnbuckle Turmoil weekly rankings, and it appears that neither one of you have reached that coveted number one ranking and thus been awarded the coveted fruit pie. I know Buddy Highway has. How much would it mean to you if either one of you could achieve this number one fruit pie ranking?
Well, QT, I actually have gotten the fruit pie.
I think that was out of fear, though.
Either one.
So what would it mean to me? What all does this pie have in it?
Oh, well, it's your typical Hostess fruit pie. Yes.
Okay.
So it's
chock full
of preservatives.
Oh, that's fine.
Yeah.
What flavors do we get a pick?
Oh, there's cherry and apple and lemon and sometimes blueberry. Yes.
Well, I'm a blueberry guy, so if you could give me a blueberry one, I'd be greatly appreciated.
Wow, okay.
And it would mean, like, do you want to know what I would do for one?
Yes.
Well, I would put Kevin to sleep. That's what I would do for one.
Wow. Okay, very nice. Okay.
Just for you guys.
Oh, okay. Put Kevin to sleep. Very nice. Okay. Now, I know that there's a manager from Alaska, Y.T. Jones, who claimed that I gave him a stale fruit pie. I stand by my products.
I don't think that they can be stale. There's too many preservatives. So I think he's a liar.
Yeah, he's probably a liar. Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, Bad Blood, your triple team against Havoc, Toretto Eris, and Petrov was almost like a military platoon. Now, take a carrier battle group at sea. You have captains of various ships, like a captain of an aircraft carrier, a captain of a sub, and even though he is a commander in rank, a commander can be a captain of a destroyer or replenishment ship in this battle group. Now, sailing with a battle group is a flag officer of the entire flotilla of ships, and he is usually a rear admiral. Meanwhile, a full admiral at the Pentagon is in charge of the entire West Coast of Navy ships, or East Coast. My question is, among your team at that pivotal BCW match, would you classify Kevin Sullivan as the admiral, Buddy Highway as a captain, and you yourself as a rear admiral?
Wow. You threw me for a loop with that one. Of course, I would consider Kevin the Admiral because, you know, Kevin was giving off more.
You know what you should have done, BJ?
Mm-hmm.
If you were anything like Havoc right now, you would ask him to repeat that whole question again.
He'll do it too.
No. I don't think your viewers or listeners would like that. But
I was confused the first time I heard it.
Well, the nicest guy.
Well,
oh, okay. Well, I'm going to classify. I think I'll go ahead and give Bad Blood the rank of Rear Admiral. Yes.
Yeah.
I don't know what he's trying to say about you, buddy, but has something to do with the rear.
I think he's referring to Buddy Hively when he talks about the rear.
I think you're right.
He was the only.
Oh, okay.
I think he was the only captain in that match.
Well, Bad Blood, how did it feel to have the Taskmaster, Kevin Sullivan, on your side? After all, he was in the ring with some of the greatest, including his match against Randy Savage on WCW Monday Night Nitro in 1995. And how can you put a price on the experience that the Taskmaster brought the experience in his DNA for having tagged with Austin Idol against the Fabulous Freebirds for the NWA Georgia Tag Team Championships in November of 1980. How can you put a price on that?
Okay, well, I'll tell you this right now. Kevin Sullivan still mentors me to this day, and I consider that priceless. So there you go. There really is no price to something like that.
Wow, okay, no price. Okay, all right. Well, maybe he does deserve that rank of a full bird admiral. Okay, just throwing that out there. Okay. All right. Well, Bad Blood, in Kevin Sullivan, he also has appeared in films. He appeared as one of the main subjects in the feature-length documentary film called Card Subject to Change. My question is, if there was a documentary made this fall called Northwest Card Subject to Change, besides yourself, who would be your number one pick for the co-lead role? Would it be the Gresham Savior Buddy Highway?
No.
Oh. Oh, okay.
How about you give me more options?
Oh, well, okay. How about any female wrestlers out there like Sunny Days? Could she fill this co-role in the Northwest film Card Subject to Change?
You know what? I think she would. I think she could. Yeah, I'll see that.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, Mr. Bad Blood, in this triple tag team match at Blue Collar Wrestling, which took place almost 3 years ago exactly to the date, you made contact at the 6 minute and 54 second mark of this match outside the ring with Dave, and you hit him with like four rights to his upper back area. You then moved him over to the table I was sitting at with longtime BCW fan Orlin and his wife, who had earplugs on at the time. At precisely the 6 minute and 56 second mark, you bounced Dave's head off the table, causing Mr. Orland's drink to spill, while Kevin Brandt was only 4 feet away. My question is, did you offer to buy Orland a soda after the match?
My question is, how did you get all this knowledge from that match?
Well, some guy sent me the film. Yes. Well, I was also sitting right there taking notes for our Turnbuckle Turmoil staff. Yes.
Wow, man. You know, you're very analytical. I like that, and it's also kind of scary. But, no, I didn't offer to buy him a drink. But now that I kind of feel like a jerk, maybe I should.
Oh, okay. Well, hopefully Mr. Orlin is still with us. I haven't been to Blue Collar for quite some time, so I'm not sure if he's still there or not. I hope he is. Yes.
He was there last week.
Oh, good. Oh, okay. All right. Well, Mr. Blood, I also saw your YouTube. I saw a YouTube video where a prisoner at Cochrane State Prison was being interviewed for a series on maximum security prisons. After the prisoner covered such topics as food in the prison, classes you could take, and the lack of exercise, he was asked about the length of his sentence. He replied he was serving 40 years, and he was 30 years old at the time, and he pointed at some of the exercise pens and said, "This is my 401k. My question is, why isn't there a Northwest wrestler named 401k?
So that's the question that I have no answer for.
Oh, okay.
But I'm pretty sure,
sometimes,
I'm pretty sure there's a support out there right now thinking of that gimmick right now.
Yes, I can only hope that Dave Hollenbeck adopts the 401k prisoner setting moniker for tomorrow night. That would be a good wish for me. Yes. 401k.
I could come up with a finishing move called the 401k.
Oh, hey,
that'll
that'd be okay.
Plan. Would that work for you?
Yes, yeah, that would work. Yes.
All right, I'll think of something nice for you, and I'll try to hit it, and I'll call out that's the 401k to you. Are you going to be in the attendance tomorrow?
Oh, yes, I'll be in attendance, yes.
Okay, you'd be listening, and I'll tell you when that move's popping out, okay?
That's wow, all right.
Gosh.
Oh, okay.
If it was only that easy back when I first started.
Okay, well, hopefully you can also wear prison stripes tomorrow. Prison stripes. That'd be good.
I don't know. I'll get close.
That sounds like a fetish.
Oh, okay.
Man.
But
all right. Well, back to you, sign guy.
All right. Thank you, QT. Well, Blood, like we've been talking about all day today and for a while, we've been talking about TJP coming to Blue Collar. As someone that's been there from day one and has seen the growth of the company, and you've seen them reach milestone after milestone, crowd getting bigger and bigger. What do you think that June 2nd is going to mean to Blue Collar Wrestling as a company and as the professional wrestling in the Pacific Northwest?
Repeat the question again.
What do you think June 2nd is going to mean to BCW as a company and to professional wrestling in the Northwest just in general?
Well, it's going to mean a whole hell of a lot to BCW. I mean, we're the company that sets the standard. And I'm not just bragging about it because I'm not just saying it because it's a statement. It's fact. We're the ones that draw. We run a show every week. We draw every week. We're the only one on legitimate television, seen worldwide. We've grown from a company that no one wanted to the company that everyone wants to be like. We've grown from the company that everyone badmouthed to the company that people are trying to slide in the back door that used to badmouth us. We've gone from the company that couldn't book big name talent to the company that has a working agreement with guys from Ring of Honor and guys from OWE in China and guys from, you know, the NWA and guys from AWF. Like, we have those working agreements because we have set the standard in the Northwest.
Oh, Mr. Hollenbeck, you've got the big match tomorrow with Richard Sincere in Tacoma. But I know you always have a finger on the pulse of the whole wrestling community. When you see a company like BCW growing, and now they've got
someone that's very fresh off of WWE television, what do you think that's going to do for the wrestling scene around here?
I think that it's going to do exactly what something like that would do anyways, but I think that the most important thing that BCW has is bad blood. I'm not trying to take away from Perkins at all. I think that him being on that show is going to be awesome. But I have to point the if you take a map and you follow it from wherever you started at, right, to where you're going to go, everything kind of leads back to BJ and the management there to be bringing all these guys in, from Kevin Sullivan. So anybody that's got to wrestle, any name that's bigger than anybody, you know, bigger than the local Pacific Northwest guys, owes a big, you know, thank you to BJ, Patty, Tex, Susan, everybody that's part of that management team. I think, you know, bringing in stars, that's awesome because it gives you a rub, right? But the reason why that star is there is because somebody is putting money forward to bring them in. And that shows you that they're willing to do stuff for the talent, the company, and themselves. If you're with a company that is doing that, you're lucky. Because I've been part of many companies that weren't doing things like that. They weren't taking care of themselves. They were taking care of their egos instead of their company. And I don't see that happening at all with BCW because they're not bringing in talent and going out of business the next week because they overshot their wad. And that's my two cents.
You know, I appreciate you saying that, Dave. What people don't understand is a lot of the talent wouldn't come in, you know, to a small company like that if you didn't have a personal relationship with them to where they trust you. Every person that I brought in, I've had a personal relationship with. So I've translated that into a profitable business for BCW. So when it comes down to it, guys like you who deserve opportunities to work guys like that, you know, I mean, I can always go to the booker and be like, hey, you know, I'm this, I'm that, I'm this, I'm that. I deserve to wrestle all these big name guys. But at the end of the day, that's not my job. My job is to help all these other guys get to the level to where they're getting seen in magazines and they're getting flown all over the country and they're getting paid big money and they're doing the same thing that you see guys at AEW or guys in NXT, you know, guys at ROH doing the same thing. Because we're, quite honestly, we're all the same. We're all doing the same thing, just on a different scale. So yep. I want to raise the scale here in Portland. I want to raise the scale at BCW. So guys like Lone Star, guys like Tommy Celsius, guys like Chuck Exciting, guys like, you know, the Moonshiners, guys like Zach Winters in the Freak Show, guys like the Brent Dynasty, you know, Eric Wright and guys like that. So they can face guys like TJP.
That's what it's all about.
Yeah. But can I business?
Can I change that momentum for just a second?
Go for it.
Would that be okay, guys? How fucking great is it that we are in the midst of another wrestling war? Where what's going to happen to all these companies? Who's going to be? Wrestling is going to boom again, guys, if they do this right.
Well, I'll tell you this. I do have a...
I'm excited. I'm excited for wrestling. I'm excited for the future.
I do with AEW. And like, I'm really close to the Bucks and, you know, guys like that. And I know what their plan is. And I'll tell you, you guys just wait because now it's back to being a business. So all those guys are looking at it like a hobby. You're going to... Basically, it's time for... What's the phrase?
Renaissance.
It's time to either shit or milk the pot. And a lot of these guys that are big fishes in a small pond, they're going to realize that in order to get through this business, you need to be a great white shark in the fucking ocean.
Right. I think the other thing that's pretty cool is that I feel the winds of change are coming. And I mean that from the smallest promotion to the biggest. There's going to be a lot more opportunity. Think about this. If AEW is just starting to get people, WWE is going to be looking for people a lot too during this time. And that means that the independents, the guys that stand out, you know, this would be the time to start training wrestlers because the wrestling schools are going to blow up. All of it. Right?
Yep. The Santino Brothers Academy in California. Training some of the best guys around, Joey Chaos, him and Sylvia. I've known them for, God, decades. And, you know, they are killing it when it comes to training people. You know, even the BCW House of Action has a school. You can go there on Monday nights to get trained. You know, guys, girls, as a matter of fact, June 2nd, from 3 o'clock to 5 o'clock. T.J. Perkins will be doing a seminar, $40 a person. Come learn from the cruiser great. Come learn from the guy who won the first ever cruiserweight classic, for, you know, the former WWE cruiserweight champion, TNA X Division champion, New Japan Junior champion. Like this guy's won so many titles. I've known T.J. since he was like a 15-year-old skinny kid, and now the big guy is like international star, and he's coming back. You know, he posted something on Twitter the other day, and it kind of brought back memories. He told a friend when we were all wrestling in a little swap meet in Anaheim that one day he was going to headline a match at the Anaheim Pond, and sure enough, he fucking did it. So little skinny kid from Los Angeles can make it to the big leagues. Everybody can.
It's crazy.
Even
well, guys, we've got just a few minutes left, and I want to make sure each of you get a final say. If you have anything you guys want to say, plug, and promote, Mr. Havoc, we'll start with you.
Okay, I wanted to throw some stuff out there to some local guys. Like I've seen the Defy blow up. I've seen BCW blowing up. I see people just you know, ECCW. These are all places that I've been at some point in my career. And, you know, I see some new guys coming up, like, what's his name, Darby Allin. Do you guys know who I'm talking about?
I had Darby Allin's first ever match, absolutely.
Do you know who trained that kid?
Buddy Wayne.
They train at the, Buddy Wayne School.
Well, I think that kid, like, I would love to wrestle that guy. I see a lot in that kid. Just that's somebody to watch out for. If I was going to put him in my – that guy's special. Something about that guy. Okay, you know, always Ethan HD is great to watch. If I was – I'm just going to name some people that I would like to see do well this year and going forward in their career. You know, Bad Blood, I want to see you do awesome this year. I want you to have, like – I'm getting long in the tooth now. I'm at my 43rd year of this on this planet, and I just wanted to reach out to guys like Jason Sullivan. I want to say thank you to all those guys that have helped me get to where I am. Without, you know, so many of these guys that have reached their hand out and pulled me up, I wouldn't have got to where I am. And I am probably one of the luckiest guys I know because I came from a trailer park. I shouldn't be anywhere, and people still know who I am at 43 years old and wrestling. I can't believe that the WWE asked me to come, you know, work for them just a few months ago at 43 years of age. So I want to say thank you to Sign Guy, you know, Dan, whoever's involved in, Dimitri, everybody that's involved in this. I want to say thank you. I want to say thank you to Bad Blood again. I want to say thank you to all my fans and family. It's been just an honor to represent all of you guys in some sort of way with my wrestling, in my jiu-jitsu, and in life. Thank you.
Man.
Thank you. I will see you tomorrow, and I look forward to the 401k.
You'll see it, man. I promise you.
All right, Bad Blood, anything you want to say, plug, promote, go right ahead.
Just, you know, Like Bob Evans says, man, do the drive. If you're young in this business and you want to get somewhere, treat it like a business and not a hobby. Because at the end of the day, this is a business. You're going to make money at it. You're going to learn from it. And respect it. Respect the people who came before you. Respect the people who came after you. Guys like Havoc. Guys like Buddy Wayne. Guys like, guys that have paved the way. Kevin Sullivan. Guys like, even guys like, you know, even NWWA and WCWC and DOA and BCW and CPW, like support indie wrestling, because at the end of the day, that's where our stars come from. I mean, Darby Allin debuted at BCW and he was a little skinny, scrawny kid. Now look, he's got a $1 million contract with AEW. He's going to be a star around the world. You know, if guys like that have it, came from a trailer park, and now look at this guy. He's on top of the world. And if guys like that, me, I came from California. I got into wrestling to keep myself out of gangs and all the other shit that happens down there. I got involved in that. Yeah. It wasn't my grandmother who never done this. And now look, I've been around the world twice over, magazines, videos, television, everywhere. And it's because of the people that watch every week, the people that come out to BCW, that come out to all the local indies. Thank you.
Amen.
All right, well, I want to thank both of you guys for being on today. I appreciate it. Bad Blood, I will see you next week. Fans, we'll be back with you Sunday afternoon. We have the return of John Bullard on the show out of the Kentucky Anna area. So make sure you join us then. Get out there, support your local independents wherever they may be. Get out there, find yourself a show, support them, and we will be back with you on Sunday.
Just before.